Okay.
Yep.
Around the rock, and you've got no, it's wide enough to,
Yep.
No immediate problem.
So for this recording, we're walking around the temple of Zeus.
Olympic Zeus-stroke, Jupiter-stroke.
And the paths, which have been pretty good until now, have suddenly deteriorated. So we're picking our way sort of between rocks and, basically. Rocks and rocks. Can we get to it is a question. Should we let these people past? Not that you ever get any words of thanks, but you know. Grazie. Yep. What did you just do?
Nothing, nearly set, but otherwise, so be careful. Yeah. So you.
I'm just wondering if I get one foot on that.
Then try, yeah. I'll move out of the way, so.
What, so I don't land on you? Let's see if I can put one hand down there. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, I think so.
Hooray!
Well, let's see what's to the right, shall we? Because left, presumably, is just back down the loop, isn't it? So we might end up going back there anyway.
So we can at least know we can get back there.
Yep.
Right, so
Thank you.
Now we're a nice
I'm looking forward to it, Mark. I think that's our bit of intrepidness for the day.
Well,
as well as walking 2 kilometres plus in the midday heat. Yes, and it is a proper path. Not that I ever doubted you. With views towards anything?
Eventually it's out to the sea, but...
How far away does it look?
There's a kind of town right there. That must be Porto Empoli or whatever.
Oh, right, the one where you can get... Where you can go to Malta from.
Presumably.
Sorry?
More ruin coming out.
down a proper concrete path, actually. Best path of the day. And off to the left, the land seems to drop away quite a lot. And to the right, we have the boulders and things that we were just picking our way through just now. Right, okay. Okay. Okay, so is there a wire across this one, or can I just go straight through? Okay, thank you. Okay. There. Well, and it's windy, as you can hear, funnily enough. Well, whilst we're coming to the end, do you want to just tell the recording your general thoughts on our
mammoth ruins?
They are, yep.
And they're remarkably clean, there's no litter or anything I see.
That's probably because of all the cameras.
Possibly, yes. They're doing a lot of refurbishment, as it were.
The valley of the temples is a little bit of a misnomer.
Yeah.
Mostly ridge of the temples.
True.
Valley of the places looking at the temples, basically, would have been a better name.
I'll take your point. Although I would say that I think they were saying this over that road by the Temple of Jupiter.
Yeah.
It's like the second archaeological site. So
right.
I think the bits on the ridge are more of a kind of more modern.
Yeah, although all the temples, although we were walking down a valley on the path originally, we always had to go up to get to the valleys.
Yeah.
To get to the valleys, that would be clever, wouldn't it? Yeah.
The shuttle bus stops at that temple.
Yeah, it doesn't keep running down here.
It doesn't keep running down here now.
Yeah, well, it's been good. I mean, this is pretty much what we came to Agrigento for.
Well,
it's pretty much what anybody comes to Agrigento for.
I can't say I'm disappointed.
No.
At all, I think.
No, I'm very happy, and I think we'll go back to our hotel, if we can get somebody to pick us up.
Yes.
And maybe have a swim, and at least a relax. And tomorrow, we move on to Syracuse.
You do indeed.
With more trains. Because you just can't get enough of them.
I don't know. I think I'm going to go home after this holiday and be like, no more trains.
Taxis all the way. Buses from Bow.
Yes. About 3 months at least. I'm like, I've done trains. Trains are fine. They're lovely. But I've done them for now.